Opponents of a bill that would lower the state's blood alcohol limit to 0.05 rallied at the Capitol on Friday as they try to persuade Governor Gary Herbert to veto the measure. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
Several dozen people gathered in the Capitol Rotunda holding signs with slogans like Don't Hurt Utah Business and One Step Forward, 0.05 Steps BAC. House Bill 155 has received pushback from the Salt Lake Area Restaurant Association, the American Beverage Institute, and other groups who say the law would greatly harm the state's tourism and hospitality industry.
Our main objection is it does really nothing to serve the public good, and it is just a huge black eye on the state of Utah.
That's Doug Hoffling, Chief Operating Officer of Salt Lake Brewing Company, which runs Squatters and Wasatch Brewing.
In a session where we are getting rid of the Zion Curtain, has completely been washed away by this bill, which again will have very little to no public safety effect.
The bill would make Utah's blood alcohol content limit, or BAC, the strictest in the country. The legislation received mixed support from lawmakers during the session, but comfortably passed both houses. At least one supporter of the bill, Edward Staley of Riverton, attended Friday's rally. Staley says he was hit by a drunk driver in 1988 and has suffered from chronic pain since then.
What I'm saying is, people can plan on going out to a movie, they plan on going out to eat, they plan on refreshments. Why can't they plan something as simple as how they're going to get home?
In a statement, the governor's office says Governor Herbert is carefully evaluating the legislation. He'll meet with representatives from Utah's hospitality industry before deciding whether to sign the bill. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.